Well, with no further ado, this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the no football lightning round. Do we really want to live in this town? Cause if we can't have football until spring football, it's the lightning round.
Wow.
That was the worst ever.
Just really bumming everybody out with football. It wasn't great. Still the Pro Bowl, Steve. Football's still here.
I don't do well with withdrawals. I usually cave in and just drink more.
Like everybody else.
Sounds like you're doing pretty well.
The XFL is back, baby. Vince McMahon announced the return of the ultimate disaster that was the regular XFL, and the XFL 2020 will be back in 2020. So just two more years of hype until the games begin. Of all the people that seem interested in playing in this new league is Johnny Highball, as he tweeted, hashtag XFL 2020, and then tagged McMahon. But there are some complications with JFF getting into the XFL, because McMahon said that players with DUIs or, quote, any criminality whatsoever associated with them, end quote, will not be allowed to play. Even all that said, he hasn't been ruled out, because of course not. As for Tebow, who is also included in discussions, McMahon would welcome him, depending on how serious Tebow is taking his MLB career 2 years from now. Oh yes.
Alex,
who plays more in the new XFL, Tebow or Manziel?
I hate you.
Well, let me ask you something. By 2020, if we make annoying a crime, will that eliminate Tebow?
No.
Okay. I honestly don't think either of them are going
to
play.
You have to pick one.
There's
Steve.
I'll tell you the truth. Manziel's got more of a chance to play. Tebow, 2 years from now, is not going to be a quarterback in some secondary goofball league. So I'll go Johnny Highball.
Tiger Woods is back. But only back in that he's playing in an actual tournament, not that the old Tiger is actually back. His first round at Torrey Pines wasn't spectacular, shot an even par 72, but his average drive distance was 314 yards, which at one point was good enough for fourth in the tournament. He's six shots back of the leader, and since it's still Thursday, it's pretty unclear if he'll make the cut. So that's why we're coming to you. What percent chance do you give Tiger of making the cut at the Farmers Insurance Invitation?
Ooh. 15%.
15. Okay.
Was he still tied for 83rd, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know where they cut. It's going to be anyway, so I don't know if it matters. As we talked about last week, the NBA All-Star Game is taking a page out of the NHL's book with a player draft for the All-Star Game. And since the draft has already happened today, it won't be televised because the NBA doesn't want to hurt the feelings of the last players taken. The NHL's idea to overcome this was to give the last player a big check donated to their charity of their choice and a car. So your move, Mr. Silver.
You get a car.
The NBA choosing to not televise the draft because of hurt feelings is blank.
Weak!
Sauce.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Just weak. That was an opportunity. I would have watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I said a couple weeks ago, like watching Steph actively not pick Kyrie so LeBron can also actively not pick Kyrie would have been phenomenal drama. As January is coming to a close, it's almost the end of Cavs are imploding time of year before we get to February, where it will then be time for GM LeBron trying to get players that player LeBron can win with. But this month might have been a little worse than previous for the Cavs if they fall into third in the East, only a half game out of fourth. A fourth place finish for Cleveland would be the worst finish for them with LeBron since 2004-2005.
Whoa.
Where do the Cavs finish in the East? Second or better? Third, where they are now, or fourth or worse?
Well, first of all, we've used this before, but it is very applicable to the Cavs. Their chant is, E-fence, E-fence, we ain't got no D. I think right here, I don't think they're going to move. I don't believe in Miami. I just think right now Toronto and Boston are better teams. I'm going with stay the course. They finish third.
My last one. I love making dumb prop bets, and this one might be my favorite and my best yet. As we said, the Cavs are struggling. The Raptors and Celtics are thriving. The Cleveland Browns just went 0-16, and they actually kept their head coach, who has only won one game in two seasons. So, which will be higher at the end of 2018? Cavalier playoff series wins or Cleveland Brown wins in 2018?
Whoa. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Because if I have the Cavs in the East Finals, that's two. And I should have yelled two. You know what? I can't. Except I can't imagine it. I was just going to say, I can't imagine a team doing a one-and or a two-and after an O-and. I remember the Jets went one-and, then three-and.
How much do you believe in Josh Allen, Steve? This is the big question.
They're not taking Josh Allen. They're just there's just no way.
He throws the ball so hard, Steve. You can't pass on that.
Yeah, but a two-hopper to your wide receiver doesn't count, except in the XFL.
oh, that would be so great. You can catch the ball off the ground
as
in the
long
XFL.
As you catch
I
it.
Would absolutely watch that
when
game.
When it reaches you, if you secure the ball, and if it wouldn't be judged an error in baseball, that's a catch.
So they just like skip footballs like
anything,
rocks on
doesn't
water.
Matter.
Right.
If you throw it long and it bounces once, twice, you Love scoop it. It up and it wouldn't be considered an error in baseball, just run it in, baby.
Let's bring baseball rules into football. That'd be amazing.
Well, the other one went, the other league went one and done. What are you going to do, worse? All right, I'm going to go with the Browns are gonna have more.
Betting Browns.
Because the Cavs might not last the second round. So we're talking about a team that went 0 for maybe 2 for. 2 for, 2 for, 2 for. All right, and is that a wrap for this final lightning round of January 2018? All right, if you insist.